fellow grievers, and today you have found episode 15 of season 1, and this is, I believe, my 7th mini episode where I just go down the rabbit hole by myself and discuss some things that are on my mind or relevant to the suicide loss space that we all live in. Today, I decided to revisit a topic that I kind of more broadly addressed a few weeks ago, and about tools in my toolkit. And that episode, I kind of just briefly went over like a myriad of different things that I do and have done for myself to care for myself in this grief space. And said that I would go more into detail later. So I decided that I'm going to start a 2-part series. It might be 3 parts, but at least 2, to get a little more specific on some of those tools. So today, the tools that I'm going to discuss are in the arena of books, audiobooks, podcasts, and apps. So I'm going to start with books because I have those physically here in front of me, and it's just a good place to start. I also want to acknowledge that I have discussed in previous episodes that reading books, physical books for me, has been something that I feel like has just kind of started to be something I can kind of do at this point. In my early grief, as even the first 2 or 3 years, I didn't have the presence of mind and the focus and concentration. I can't even quite explain it, but grievers, I'm going to guess a lot of you know what I'm talking about, to sit and consume a book in any length of time. And if I tried and got so far into it, I realized that I wasn't focused enough to have comprehended a lot of it. So I attribute a lot of that to the grief brain, the fog brain that is part of this traumatic grief that we experience. So I'm going to recommend at least three things in each of the categories I'm going to talk about today. And then I've kind of thrown in what I'm going to call a bonus 4th. So that may just be something I've enjoyed that may or may not have anything to do with suicide loss or grief. And now is probably a really good time to also say that if you're not familiar with the show notes that go along with a podcast episode, this would be an ideal episode to find them. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or most podcast forums, you can click on the episode and there usually will be a little details box or something like that. When you click that, you open up the show notes, and those are things that I put in there intentionally. And so when I tell you you're going to find the links in the show notes, that's what it means. If you have any questions with that or concerns and can't find them, as always, you can find me on Instagram and you can message me that way and I can help you find those. So anyway, the first book I'm going to recommend is a book that just came out this year. And while I enjoy it now, this would absolutely be a very early grief book that you could consume. It's called Your Grief, Your Way by Shelby Forsythia. Shelby Forsythia is an intuitive grief guide. I have had her, a conversation with her on one of my episodes, and she was one of my early podcast listens. But so she's a podcast host, and this is called A Year of Practical Guidance. You can hear me thumbing through it. And Comfort After Loss. And it's easily consumable because the way she lays it out is there's 366 entries in here, one for every possible day of the year. And they're short, consumable, daily, non-religious daily devotions. And it's just an awesome, easy book. It's great for where I'm at in my journey now, 4.5 years in. I still read this every morning with my coffee. It's just kind of a nice way to start. But this is something that an early griever could definitely, definitely consume, just a little paragraph every day and not feel overwhelmed and maybe feel a little spark of hope. The second one that I would recommend is the only book that I had any luck getting through at all when I was early in my grieving, because everything else I tried to consume was just too much. This one was called Dying to Be Free, and I don't have a copy in front of me to thumb through because I've given this one away twice. It's that good for early grievers, and it's by Beverly Cobain. And yes, that's Kurt Cobain's aunt. And it's just a very honest, gentle, easy read. Those are the best words I have for it. So that one I would recommend for someone early in grief. It's a good read anytime. It's an easy read, but it's consumable. The next one, definitely probably not early on. This is one I just bought not too long ago, and I'm in the middle of reading it now, but it applies to this space. So I thought there might be others of you out there listening that would resonate with this. It's called The Body Keeps the Score. The subtitle's Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma. At the bottom of the book, a quote from a doctor that gave an endorsement to it says, "A masterpiece that combines the boundless curiosity of the scientist, the erudition of the scholar, and the passion of the truth teller." It's so far, I love it. It's a lot to consume. So I wouldn't recommend this until you're at a place that you're ready to do more exploration on how trauma affects your body. And then the fourth recommendation I have is purely self-serving and frivolous, and me sharing a little bit of the woo-woo that you know that I am kind of into at this point in my life. But it's called The Ultimate Guide to Chakras, and it's the beginner's guide to balancing, healing, and unblocking your chakras for health and positive energy by Athena Parakis. And she's the founder of Sage Goddess. And this is just a good, complete book that goes through the chakras, which are the energy centers of our body, and discusses in a really nice, readable, beautifully laid out, beautiful photos, beautiful energy in the whole book that just kind of introduces you to and guides you through what your chakra centers are. So if you have any interest in that, I put that one in as my bonus fourth, because I read and thumb through that one still all the time. And having our energy centers good is you can't ever talk about that enough, in my opinion. Okay, so moving on to audiobooks, which I've talked about the fact that audiobooks and podcasts are really good places for a lot of grievers to go, because you can sit with headphones on and you can just listen. You can stop, you can start again, but it's really easy to just listen. So because these are audiobooks, I hope it goes without saying that you could choose to purchase the actual book in any of these as well, but these are ones that I have listened to or am still listening to on Audible, which is where I listen to my audiobooks, and that link will be in the show notes also. I do not put a link to each of these four books in there, because if you choose not to go on Audible and then you listen to another audiobooks forum, like I think Kindle or something else, you would just search these books in that forum. But I do put a link to Audible on there, which is an Amazon site. And I subscribe to get monthly books, and it's really, really affordable. And once you own them just like a book. So the first one is called It's Okay That You're Not Okay by Megan Devine. And I may be preaching to the choir. Many of you all may already have this book, may have already listened to it. I'm late to the party. I have known who she is. I have known about her work. I have known about the book for a number of years, but I had not read it or listened to it until recently. I'm almost done with it, and I don't know why I didn't listen to this earlier. This is absolutely something that you should listen to early on. Megan lost her husband in an untimely swimming accident, so it's not a suicide loss book, but her advice for a griever couldn't be more spot on, in my opinion, and it's real good, solid, compassionate advice for a griever. A lot of things that we need to hear. So I can't recommend that one enough. There's another one called Night Falls Fast by Kay Redfield Jamison. And this is a book that is a true account of her story including her suicide attempt. The other one that I would definitely recommend is called Cracked, Not Broken by Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines is a tireless advocate for mental health and suicide support. Kevin Hines himself is one of the very few survivors of a jump attempt to take his life from the Golden Gate Bridge. And if you don't know his story, it's phenomenal. But this is his audiobook of his book, Cracked, Not Broken. And it's definitely worth it. And I could kind of go on and on. My audiobook queue is very full. And there's other books that I have listened to. The bonus one that I'll put on here that I listened to this last year as an entertainment, if you will. Just something that wasn't in the suicide loss space, but that I really just enjoyed listening to while I was cleaning and stuff, is a book called Inside Out. It's a memoir by Demi Moore. And it was a total surprise to me. I don't really know why it came across my queue or my attention, but I started to listen to it thinking, I don't know. It was really, really, really good. It was just a nice, I'm not sure if I would have been as captivated listening or reading the book as I was listening to her read her book, because it is her that narrates her book. I had no idea what her life had been like, and she was through a lot of trauma and things like that, and she discusses very candidly, and it's just kind of, it's a very candid, real story, and it was very surprising, easy listen for me. I've got lots of things in my queue that are that type of thing that I want to listen to, you know, like Becoming Michelle Obama, and I want to listen to Barack's book, and you know, I have deeper things in there like the Vargas Nerve for Beginners and empath healing books and all sorts of things. But once you get in there and start looking, you will find just a plethora of things to listen to. Now I'll move on to apps. So the apps that I have on my phone, well, I have all these on my phone, and I'm only going to address, three. The bonus one is going to be an obvious, but the first one I'll draw attention to is called Insight Timer, Insight Timer. And it is an app that has sound therapy, guided meditations, relaxing music, yoga, sleep help. It's just, you know, check it out if you're not sure. The easiest thing to do with an app is, you know, put it on your phone, take a look at it, explore it. And if you don't like it, you can always just uninstall. That's the joy of an app. So that's the easiest way for me to describe that one is I still listen regularly to sound therapy on there. They even have live sessions with people that are doing live music or different therapies on there all the time that you can sign up to get notifications of and things like that. So I just really like it. I was introduced to it by a fellow griever, and I can't speak enough of it, especially for the sound therapy meditations that I do on it. But it has yoga and everything, so it's just a really nice app. Also, The Mighty, which is a mental health community, they have a website with newsletters that you can get to your email and stuff, but they also have an app, and it's just called The Mighty, and it is where you can find your own mental health community. I think I belong to three, one that's called Grievers, one that's called grievers who've lost a child or something, and then I also belong to one that's for suicide loss of a child or loved one, and so that just is a good place to plug into communities. The other app, which is just nothing, this is probably a cheat, but it's Audible, which is where I listen to my audiobooks. So that I would definitely recommend Audible. And then the bonus is going to be a backslash. It's Instagram and Facebook, which, you know, Melissa, why the heck are you even suggesting Instagram? But, you know, shameless plug, that's where I exist on social media and for myself. And here's the if I'm disciplined and if I'm focused, which I am, on my leftover piece of space, I'm very focused on the people that I'm on there with are also mostly suicide, but definitely in the grief space and loss space. And so it is my community. And that's why I recommend them, is so you know, you can go to my Instagram, see a lot of the people that I follow or that follow me. If you're looking for other suggestions for yourself, I'm always finding new people every day to be in touch with. And it's just a really nurturing, safe space to belong to when you're intentional about how you handle your social media. So I'm not going to lecture anybody. If anything, I'm lecturing myself. But yes, I feel like those are, it's worth it for that. Podcasts. So I'm going to recommend three. And then, of course, just a bonus fun one, just for the heck of it. So I would be remiss if I didn't recommend The Leftover Pieces as the first podcast that you should be listening to regularly, but also subscribed to and hopefully sharing it with your grieving friends and family. The second one that I would recommend is called Mindfulness and Grief, put out by the Mindfulness and Grief Institute, and they cover all sorts of topics on grief, not just suicide loss, but you will find some suicide loss in there as well. I would also recommend Coming Back by Shelby Forsythia. Shelby did just recently stop recording this podcast. She's moved on to another one, and you can search that if you want. I don't think she has started putting episodes out yet on that one. She does have the intro out on the new one, and I apologize, Shelby. I can't remember what it's called, but Coming Back, she has at least 3 years of episodes, and it was my first soft space to fall in the podcast community. She's compassionate and wise and nurturing and easy to listen to. And so I would recommend that one as well. But my, I'm going to have more than four. I'm going to have five here. Sorry, I'll do four and then a bonus fifth. The other one is in the suicide loss space, and it's called Journey Through Your Suicide Loss by Tracy Ozer. And Tracy may listen to this at some point. I hope to get her as someone that I can get on the podcast and have a conversation with, but she's one of the few other currently recording podcasts that I've been able to find that is in the suicide loss space besides my own. And then the other, my bonus episode, my bonus podcast that I'm going to tell you that I listen to, and in no way am I recommending that you listen to this because, you know, it's an interest and of mine, but it definitely wouldn't be for everybody. It's called My Favorite Murder, and it's an entertainment. So before you think I went completely dark, it's an entertainment podcast, that is done by two women, and they call their followers the Murderinos, and it's very funny and engaging. And yeah, I know murder doesn't sound like a funny topic, but I'm a true crime buff, and it's a true crime. They tell true crime stories. They kind of have this true crime bug, and like a lot of us that watch true crime documentaries and things, that's like something they're both obsessed about, but they're funny and engaging, and it's something that takes me it takes me to another space to just enjoy listening to something when I want my mind to be like just listening to something fun and funny. So there's my bonus, is My Favorite Murder. I could go on, and I'm sure I'll do other episodes later where I talk about some of the other podcasts that I listen to, because I have a lot. I've got probably a couple of dozen, and I don't get to listen to them all the time because there's only so many hours in a day, but I kind of pick ones and listen to them for a few weeks, and then I'll switch to a different one. That's the joy of these type of things. So, and somewhere in every one of my days is one of these, if not several of these tools. I usually start my day while I'm getting my makeup on and things, listening to either one of the podcast episodes or an audiobook chapter or two. When I need to decompress, or say maybe I'm eating some lunch, I will do the same thing. I'll maybe look at one of the apps or thumb through something, thumb through one of the books. And then now that I'm starting to actually physically read a little bit more, I'll sit down at night sometimes with one of my books. So definitely all tools that are worth your consideration. So that's all for today. And I realize that I've gone a little bit longer in this down the rabbit hole episode, but it was kind of hard to get all this in too quickly. So again, go to the show notes and find all the links. If you have trouble finding the show notes, please reach out to me. And if you have any suggestions for things you'd like me to talk about in these episodes, whether it's these episodes where I just go down the rabbit hole and talk about my own experiences and thoughts, or whether it's pointing me in the direction of someone that you think I should have a conversation with, please do that. And please remember to hit the subscribe button. And I would be more than honored if you were willing to leave me a review and or share me in any of your social media or other communities. That's how other people in this community find the podcast, is by those metrics. So if you ever hear people asking, that's why we ask. It isn't because we need you to follow us for any reason other than to get the algorithms to work so that more people are able to find the podcast. So again, as always, as I sign off today, I have to let you know how very, very, very sorry I am that you have to be in this space with me. I wish none of us had to be in this space, but as you know, I say, it is what it is, and we are here. And so if we have to be here, I'm glad that we have found each other and that we have this community to be supported by. And I'm so thankful that you're here. Talk soon.